This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust will meet in Sheridan on Wednesday, June 22nd. Amy Richards has more.
According to Board Chair Delaine Roberts, the purpose of the meeting will be to review projects and allocate funding for the spring funding cycle. Roberts says the board has had a record number of applications to look at in the field, and it was tough to get to all of them with the weather. He said the board had 61 applications in March from 17 of the state's 23 counties. Projects include river restoration, wetland creation, and invasive species control. Once again, the meeting will be held June 22nd in Sheridan at the Whitney Foundation Building, beginning at 9 a.m. I'm Amy Richards.
Law enforcement officials from around the country are in Cheyenne this week for the Highway Safety Committee Conference, developed by the International Association of Chiefs of Police. Cheyenne Police Chief Brian Kozak says one of the committee's main goals is to reduce crashes, injuries, and deaths on public streets.
This is a group of about 50 police chiefs, highway patrol colonels from throughout the United States, and in fact, internationally, we have police leaders from Canada as well as Venezuela that are in town, and the whole focus of the group is to talk about how we can make traffic safety improvements across the country to keep our citizens safe.
Official opening ceremonies will be held today at noon at the Plains Hotel.
Wyoming Radio News.
Too many of our elderly citizens are abused where they live by people they trust, and many suffer in silence. We need to protect and nurture our elders. The hopeful message is that we can make a difference by being aware, by asking questions, and by speaking up. Know the signs and how you can help.
Get more at dfs.wy.gov. Wyoming DFS, hand in hand with children and families.